The Governor of the Reserve Bank of Australia, Glenn Stevens, has hinted that intervening in currency markets to force the value of the Australian dollar down isn't out of the question. He was speaking overnight to mark the 30th anniversary of the floating of the dollar.
Our position has long been, and it remains, that intervention can, in the right circumstances, judiciously used, be effective and useful. It can't make up for policy weaknesses in other areas, and it can't really stand against fundamentals.
The Australian dollar took a further hit overnight as Janet Yellen moved closer to becoming the next head of the US Federal Reserve. Her nomination has been approved by a US Senate Banking Committee and is now likely to be approved by the full Senate. Ms. Yellen is expected to replace incumbent Ben Bernanke in January and keep easy monetary policy in place. The Australian dollar has continued to fall, and a short time ago it was buying 92.36, actually ticking a little higher. The Australian share market has jumped in early trade after a milestone session on Wall Street, the All Ordinaries Index snapping 4 days of losses, the ASX and the All Ords up almost 1%. A rebound on Wall Street led the Dow Jones to close at 16,000 for the first time after economic data pointed to a slowly improving labour market and subdued inflation.